Okay, today's shiur is Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. Brachas Yud Aleph. 2 points. Number one, again, the shiurim this month are sponsored by the Orlinsky family. L'zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. We thank the entire family for their sponsorship. Number two, I got an email. Again, I was trying to do it anyway, but the email asked if I could always, if I'm coming after the Shabbos Dafim, to always make sure that I start where I ended off in the last cycle. And I go up to where I got up to in the next cycle, so Beth Hashem, everybody who's listening could be able not to have missed any part of any part of Shas, any part of a Masechta. So Bli Neder, I will try to do that each Sunday's Daf, to start from the exact place where I left off, Abez Hashem, if I could try to remember each week. So we'll be starting with Hakore, Yudam Abez, not from the Mishnah, a couple of lines up. That's where we got up to last time, 7.5 years ago. So Hakore, Mikan Ve'elach Lo Hifsit. We'll start with 5 lines up from the Mishnah on Yud Amid Beis. Hakari. So, this is going back on the Mishnah that we had on Daf Tes, where it says if somebody reads Kriyashma after the Zman of Kriyashma, even though we possibly like Rabbi Yeshua, but that still has a limit. So if somebody reads after that, Lo Hifsid Ka'adam Hakari Batorah, it's like someone who is reading part of the Torah. After all, Kriyashma is in last week's Parsha, is in this week's Parsha, like somebody says part of the Torah. Amar Rav Chista Amar Mar Ukva Ubilvad Shelo Yomar Yotzer Or. You can't say Birchas Kriyashma, says Rav Chisda, after the time. So Meisvei, now we have a Braisa, Kori Mikan Ve'elach, Lo Hifsid, Kadam Shin Kori Batorah, Aval Mevarech Ushtayim Lefaneh V'achaz Lachareos, Beferish, Tiyufta Rav Chisda Tiyufta, Beferish Stira, the Braisa says that you do make, you're still able to say Birchas Kriyashma even after. Ika Da Amrei, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mar Ukva, or different version, Rav Chisda said, Milo Hifsid, Shalo Hifsid Brachas. Just the opposite. Rav Chisda holds that you aren't mafsid anything. You aren't even mafsid the brachas. And then the brice is not a question, but a proof. Tani nami hachi, hakori mikan veilach lo hifsid, ka'adam shakori batora. Avam avarechu, shtayim lefaneha, v'achas lachareha, but you make the brachos. Amara, period. Amara bimani, gadol hakori kriyashma ba'onasa, yosemi ha'osik batora. Greater is one who says kriyashma in its proper time, more than someone who's osik batora. How do you know? Midiktani, as the Mishnah said, Akori mikan ve'elach lo hifsid, kadam akori batora. If you don't see Kriyashma at the proper time, it's as if it's okay. It's still like learning, but it sounds like what's mashma from there? The highest level saying it in its proper time, which would be even greater. V'chal akori bonasa adif. That's the greatest. If you read it bonasa in its proper time, that's kabbalas malchus shemayim. Less than that, if you didn't do it in its proper time, that's okay too. That's like learning Torah. Okay, 2 points. Number one, the Achronim point out, Rav Soloveitchik says this, and others talking about Birchas Kriyashma. It's interesting. You have to say Birchas Kriyashma even after the Zman Kriyashma? See, after the Zman HaMitzvah. So if it's Kadam HaKurva Torah, so why do you? Why are you allowed to? Why are you have to say Birchas Kriyashma? If it's already after Sof Zman Kriyashma before Chatzos. Why do I do that? So he pointed out that if you look in the Rambam, whenever the halacha is that, let's say I'm not sure if I did a mitzvah or not. I'm not sure if I was Yotzi Shofar or not. So I do shofar again, something that rises l'chomer without the bracha. If I'm not sure if I shook a lulav, then I do it again without the bracha. Whenever we're not sure if we did a mitzvah, we do the mitzvah again because that's something that rises l'chomer without the bracha because something brachos lahakel, something to rabbanu lakula, whatever the svara is. But if you look in the Rambam by Kriyashma, the Rambam says that if I'm not sure if I say Kriyashma or not, I must repeat Kriyashma with its brachos, with its brachos. Kriyashma is daraisa. Why do you have to repeat it with the brachas? So Soloveitchik explains, because Kriyashma was misukan, was enacted, it's a mitzvah daraisa, but it was enacted al seder brachas. That's how Chazal, they created a unit with Kriyashma and its brachas. It's not like any other mitzvah with its brachas. Might not even be a Birchas HaMitzvah. We discussed that back on that base. Why is there no Birchas HaMitzvah when it comes to, why don't we say, Asher Kedushar, B'Sos B'Sivah, no, with Baruch Shema? We don't say that for various reasons, but that is the first ta'ara, and that might be also be why that even if I'm reading it after its time, I still make the brachas, because that was the takana of Kriyashma al seder habrachas. Number one. Number two, there's an important Rabbeinu Yonah here. Rabbeinu Yonah right here on the line of Ka'adam Hakore Batara, says Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Hey. Amr Aleph and the Daf Arif, the Yesh Lishol, Ma Bala Hashmienu, Shalo Hifsid Ka'adam Shakori Batara. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? You didn't say Kriyashma in this time? It's like you're learning Torah. Of course, you're saying part of the Torah. So, Devar Pashut. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? It's like you're learning. What else would it be like? Well, like I'm not learning. V'tireitz harav Reb Shlomo Menahar. He quotes one of the lessons on Rishonim, Rav Shlomo Nahar. We have him on Nedarim, but he quotes him here. The Asal Hashmidat, he's coming to teach me that Sha'af al pi shedvarm shebichsav lo nitznu la'amran al peh. Dvarm shebichsav, usually you're not allowed to say al peh, meaning not with a cloth. V'shar psukim eno yachol likro, and you're not allowed to say stam psukim. So still, Kriyashma you could say, Afilachi Kriyashma yachol likro sa'al peh. V'yavishita koryo sa'al shem chova. You're allowed to say Kriyashma even though it's a Dvarm Shebichsav. Kiva Chenitzna La'omra Alper La'chova Yachol La'omra Afila Shalom La'chova. Since Kriyashma inherently has a Chovas Kriya, even if I'm not fulfilling it right now, I'm still allowed to say it. And Mizeatam, and here's the line that's important. I mean, the whole thing is important, but he says, Hiskina Lomar Parshas HaKarbonos Alper B'chol Yom Mipnei Shehi Chova. Saying karbanos every day. Why do you allow to say karbanos every day? Those parshias, right? The karbon tamid and the ketores. Why? He says, because that is a dvar shebichova. That one has to say karbanos every morning, and therefore that's also not a violation of dvar shebichsav yet harashel arman al peh. As he goes to Gemara Maseches Megillah, Avraham Avinu says, how am I going to know that I'm going to be with you and I'm going to stay with you? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll say karbanos every day. And he continues and say, maybe Berachas Kohanim as well. But that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Amiras HaKarbanos being a chova each day. That's Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Hey. And that's why we're allowed to say Kriyashma. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah now. Back on Daf Yud. Third Mishnah in Shas. Says the Mishnah. Beishamai Yomrim Ba'erev Kol Adam Yatev Yikra. Beishamai says, at night, Kriyashma Shel Arvis, one has to say, lying down, Yatev Yikra, Uva Boker Yamod. And in the morning, one has to say it standing up, Shenemar, Uva Shachbecha, Uva Kumecha. Because, it says, you have to say it while you're lying down, while you're up, literally. Uva Beisil Omer, meaning you have to stop what you're doing and get into position. You have a specific position that's required for Beishamai for Kriyashma. Uva Beisil Omer, no. Kol Adam Kori Kedarko. Read it as you are. However you want to read it, Shenemar, as it says in the next phrase, Uvalachtecha v'aderech, as you're going on your way, one could read Kriyashma. Imkein lama nemar uvashachbecha uvakumecha. So according to Beis Hillel, then what do those two words tell me? That's not telling me literal, but that's telling me time. B'shah shebnei adam shochvin u'b'shah shebnei adam omdim. At the time when people are sleeping or getting up. And within that, there are different opinions. When people are going to sleep, that was Rabbi Elazar in the first Mishnah. When people are sleeping, when people are getting up, when people are up. Right? So there's all different opinions within that. But at least Beis Hillel says, don't take it literally. And Amar Rabbi Tarfon, again, second story in Shas already. Tarfon says, I was once walking and I got off my donkey and I dafka went to be machmir like the Shita Beishamai, v'sikanti ba'asmi b'brei alistim. And I put myself in danger. My bandits were gonna hurt me. Amrulo, and they said to him, you deserve it, so to speak. Magilucha. Because you shouldn't have done that. We pass on like Beis Hillel, and there's no reason even to be machmir like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai b'makam Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah, as the Gemara says later on in this Pesachta, Daf Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, right around there. So that is, Beis Shammai is a different type of Shita Techuya than any other type, as we will talk about. Lamed Vav and Mabes, on top. Okay. I don't remember b'shem who, but there drush. Beis Shammai says you got to stop and stand up. You got to stop and sit down. But he also says no kol adam korei kedarko. Beis Shammai says kabbalas malchus shemayim has to be something separate. You have to stop what you're doing and be mekabel malchus shemayim. Beis Hillel says no. Kabbalas malchus shemayim has to be part of my entire life. Korei kedarko. As you're going through life. Kol adam korei kedarko. Say kriyashma. V'mekabel malchus shemayim as one's going through life. It's not a hefsek from life. It's not an escape from life. No. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel says, no, it's part of life. Throughout my life, I should be being mekabel o malchus shemayim. Good. Says the Gemara. Bishlomo, Beis Hillel, koma farashi tamayu. V'tamayu de Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, I understand. Beis Hillel spoke about his source, and he told us what he does with Beis Shammai's source. His source is really v'lechtecha v'aderech, and he told us that, v'shachlo v'kumecha, he told us how he deals with that pasuk. Ela Beis Shammai, my time, el amr ke Beis Hillel. What does Beis Shammai do with Beis Hillel's pasuk? Beis Hillel says, "V'lat chavaderach." So what does he do with it? Right, and this is something. The fact that Beis Hillel deals with Beis Shammai's psukim, that is something that is the reason why, as we know, the famous Gemara in Maseches Erevin, the reason why the pasuk like Beis Hillel. Remember the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel. The Basco goes out and says, "Elo ve'elo divrei Elokim chayim," but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Why? So the Gemara there said. Two reasons that it might be connected. They hold themselves not too high. They're nochin va'aluvin. And they study the words of Beis Shammai. They even makdim them. But either way, says the Gemara, that's part of the reason why we pass them like them, because Beis Hillel focuses, they even tell us what they do with Divrei Beis Shammai. They focus on Beis Shammai, and they still reject it. That's exactly what happened here. The Mishnah tells us, Beis Hillel, what they did with Beis Shammai's psukim. So now the Gemara says, what about the other way? What does Beis Shammai do with Beis Hillel's psukim? Amri l'cha Beis Shammai, im keim, name akra, if it only meant like what you said, Beis Shammai, if it only meant, literally, name akra, ba boker, uba erev. In the morning and at night. That would tell me, my b'shachmacha uvekumecha. What does it mean? Your shchiva, your kima. B'shach shchiva mamish, b'shach v'shach kima, kima mamish. That's what it means, Beis Hillel says. That's what Beis Shammai says, I know. That's what it means. Kima literally, standing up and sitting down. Ube Shammai hayu v'lechtecha v'derech my avelahu. What does Beis Shammai do with the v'lechtecha v'derech? He just explained how, why he takes it literally. Why? What does he do with the v'lechtecha v'derech? Homi b'ayle l'kidetanya. He uses it for the following sugya. Twice in Shas. More than twice. But twice in Shas we have a full sugya of Osek b'mitzvah patam and mitzvah. Right here. Brachos Yud Aleph and Sukkah Chaf Hei. It comes up a little bit in Baba Kama as well. But these are the two main sugyas in Shas of Osek b'mitzvah. Ha'omi ba'ilai, look at the Tanya. So Beis Shammai uses uvalatcha v'aderech for the following. B'shivtacha b'veisecha. You have to say Kriya Shema when you're sitting in your house. Pralo Osek b'mitzvah. When you're involved in God's work, you're patur from Kriya Shema. Only when you're doing your work. When you're in your house, then you have to say Kriya Shema. But if you're Osek B'mitzvah, one does not have to say Kriya Shema. Uvalechtecha v'aderech, similar pralachasan. Also, uvalechtecha v'aderech, when you're on your way, that's when you have to say Kriya Shema. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, a chasan on the first night, so he is pater from Kriya Shema. Right, that's the chasan says, Rashi says, it's tirda de machshava of the chasan. Of the Yechasan. Mikan Amru, that's why we say, Hakonis is a psula pater v'salman achayev. We'll get to the chiluk later on. Why is an alman achayev? If it's, has to do with a marriage, so why would he be chayev? We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, later. The Gemara is going to ask that. But my mashma, how do you make such a diyuk about osig b'mitzvah from this pasik? So Amar Papa, ki derech, ma derech rishus, afkol rishus. Just like derech. Right, when you're on your way, that's talking about stam rishus. You're going for whatever reason you want. Avkol rishus. So too, anytime that you're doing something voluntary, something rishus neutral, so that's when you're chayiv in kriya shma. Otherwise, if it's osik b'mitzvah, you're pater. Says the Gemara. 1 minute. How do you make such a diak? It says when you're going on the way. Milo askina de ka'azel dvar mitzvah. How do you know stavka talking about rishus? Maybe it's also talking about dvar mitzvah. V'yafilu achi amar achman alikri. And yet the Torah still says to read. So how is this a marker for Osik B'mitzvah? Maybe even if you're Osik B'mitzvah, you're Chayiv. So the Gemara says, no, Im Kein, Lichtov Rachmana, B'sheves Uvaleches. Should have said, when one is going or sitting. My B'shiftecha, V'lechtecha. Why did it say, you're sitting or you're going? B'sheves Didach, V'leches Didach, Uda Mechayivis, Hada Mitzvah, Petiris. So it's only when you go and not when you are involved in mitzvahs. Period. Stop there for a minute. The big sugya, a lot of sugyas in Osek B'mitzvah, just to mention one, machlokes, which is probably the machlokes that the Achronim pick up on to help explain their two views of how to view Osek B'mitzvah. The machlokes is there a chiyuv to do the other mitzvah? If I'm Osek B'mitzvah A, I'm part of a mitzvah B, what if I could do mitzvah B also? What if it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim? Do I have to do the other one? So Rov Rishonim say, of course you do. Osek b'mitzvah is only when you can't do both. You don't have to make yourself crazy. Osek patur min mitzvah. You're patur. You don't have to stop what you're doing and do it. Right? That's what Tosfos says in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Hei. He says, "Im yichol l'kayim shneim amai paturin." If you could do both, why would you be patur? To atu adam sheish lo tzitzis bebigdo v'tfilin barosho mi miftar b'kach mishar mitzvahs. If I'm wearing towels and tefillin, I don't have to do all the mitzvahs. No, it's just the osek b'mitzvah means if you can't do. If you're involved in one mitzvah, and if you're staying involved in that mitzvah would not allow you to do the other mitzvah, so you don't have to do the other mitzvah. That is the Shita of Tosfos and the Shita of Rav Rishonim. But there is a Deya out there. It's quoted in the Rush. I'm sorry, not in the Rush, in the Ran, in Masechta Sukkah, there on Daf Chaf Hey. The Ran says, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Daf Yarif there in Sukkah, Lefichach Nira Li, to Ha'osek B'mitzvah Padam and Mitzvah, Afal Pi Sheyachol L'kayim Eshtehen. Even if you'd be able to rush and do the other one and come back, you don't have to. You don't have to. And maybe even you shouldn't. Maybe it'll even be viewed as a bizayin of the first mitzvah. In the middle of a mitzvah. Focus on that. Don't do another one. He quotes, what about if somebody was wearing a mitzvah? Well, I'm sorry, if somebody is wearing talus, wearing tefillin, he has to do other mitzvahs? So says the Ran, that's not osek b'mitzvah. He's osek in tefillin when he's wearing tefillin? That's not osek b'mitzvah. Of course he does other mitzvahs when he's wearing tefillin, when he's wearing tzitzis. He says, that's not called osik b'mitzvah. But really, that's called lavush b'mitzvah. But really, in a chinami, if somebody was osik b'mitzvah, literally, so then they would not have to do the other one. That is the Ran Meikar Adin. He says at the end, v'adai shekol sheino tzorach l'tzorach klal, ela kedarko b'mitzvah rishon, yochol lasi zidei shneim, t'v'kai gavne v'adai yasi zidei shneim, u'mi yos tova yikra ra. You know, it's definitely better, the Ran says. But Meikar Adin, there would be a p'tur even if Efshel Akayim Shneim. What's the lamdis? So says the stipler, say, other achronim, the lamdis is, how do we view osik b'mitzvah? Is it a real, similar to hutra d'chuya type of achilik? Is it really potter min ha-mitzvah? Take that literally. It pushes it away, like a d'chuya approach. You have an exemption. But obviously, if you don't need to use the exemption, you're not going to have the exemption. You only have the exemption if you need it. There's a p'tur. Or do I say, no, when there's one mitzvah, there's a hafkas achiv of the other mitzvah. The other mitzvah does not exist when I'm involved in mitzvah A. So even if I do it, it doesn't exist. What do you mean another mitzvah? The other mitzvah disappears when I'm involved in one mitzvah. And therefore, even if Efshel Akayim Shneim, it could be that that is going to apply. Again, along with the fact, Rav Elchanan mentions that it might even be a zilzul mitzvah of the first mitzvah. That is the major sugya of osik b'mitzvah. Again, there's a lot more. I think we had a shiur in the past. If not, we will have osik b'torah patur min ha-mitzvah. That osik b'mitzvah l'chora does not apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because then you would never do any mitzvah. Osik b'torah patur min ha-mitzvah. So pashtus, if I'm only learning Torah, osik b'torah patur min ha-mitzvah. So obviously you have to stop learning in order to shake a lulav. You have to stop learning in order to daven. Right, so osik b'mitzvah pashtus does not apply to that, but that is also a big sugya in Maseches Chagiga and elsewhere. Okay, but let's get back to the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. So we just said, explain the sources. According to, yeah? That what? Mevatlin Talmud Torah B'nei Mikra Megillah. Right, I'm saying so that might be, the Gemara says it there, so it doesn't say it by other mitzvahs. But Pashtus, but the Chiddush there is even Mikra Megillah. So let me say Durabanan. Maybe because of Pirsume Nisa, but that's even a Mrs. Durabanan. Even if let's say you would say Tarasu Umnaso, where they don't usually have to stop for Mrs. Durabanan, they would have to stop for Mikra Megillah. But that's in Achinami. In Achinami, that's an example of what the Gemara says, Mavala Talmud Torah. But Lachora, we say that by all mitzvahs. Lachora, we say that by all mitzvahs. If it is E.F. Shalakai Maideacher. Okay, says the Gemara, Ihachi, is this really true that Osik B'mitzvah, so Afilu Kornis is Alman Anami? So then even if the Achasa gets married and he marries an Almana, what's the difference between a Psul and an Almana? Marriage is marriage. If you're Osik B'mitzvah, by the way, which mitzvah are you Osik in? Right, is it a mitzvah of marriage? So is this a riot to the Rambam, that marriage itself is a mitzvah? Not just Puravu, like the Rush says? Right, so maybe that's the question of the Gemara here. According to the Amun Anam, what's the difference? Marriage is marriage. Osik b'mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, so maybe again, the question how to read this, each of the Rishonim have to read it in their own way. Hai tarid v'hai lo tarid. No, there's not just an issue of a mitzvah. It has to be a mitzvah that causes you not to be able to focus on the other mitzvah. There has to be a tirda. Hai tirda, hai lo tirda. Right, so that's what the says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what? It's just tirda? It's just inability to focus? Imishim tirda. Afilu tava svinasa bayam nami. What if it's just tirda? That let's say you had a bad day on the market, right? Your boat is being nitva is going down in the sea. Also, you should be pater. Well, that's tirda. V'chitei ma'akanami. And if you want to say that's true, that's not true. Alam amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda amar Rav. Avel chayiv v'chol ha-mitzvah samuris b'torah. Chutz b'nat filin. An avel has a chayiv to do all mitzvahs. An onain is also to do all mitzvahs. But an avil is chayav to do all mitzvahs except for tefillin, which we'll talk about by the Shem soon. Shaharei ne'emar bohem pe'er. Because it says, pe'er, glory. Tefillin is called the glory. Shene'emar pe'ercha chavush alecha. Hashem told Yechezkel, you have to put on your pe'er. You have to put on your tefillin, mashma, everybody else does not. Question mark. So if it's just tirda, you see tirda doesn't work. So the Gemara answers, no. Hasam tarid tirda the mitzvah. It's two ingredients. Number one, you have to be involved in a mitzvah. And number two, it has to be something that won't make you not be able to focus. So just a bad day on the market, that's tirda, but that's not mitzvah. You need both. Tirda and mitzvah. Hacha, over here, by Avelus, interesting, tarid tirda de reshus. It's a tirda de reshus. Why is that? We'll talk about it in a second. Let's just finish. The Bach takes out the next line. So let's go to the skip a line. Ubeis Hillel Amri, Mamela Shmas Mishmami no, Dafila Baderach Nami Kari. Beis Hillel says, no, Mamela, you learn it that even Baderach, no matter what, Rishus or Mitzvah, you read Kriyashma. Okay, that was the last line Rashi explains. Nehi Nami de Karla Midras, Mine Prala Chasan. Beis Hillel says, you can learn both. You can learn Osig B'mitzvah. Right? Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai said, you learn all of these psukim of Kriyashma for Osig B'mitzvah. Beis Hillel says you can learn both. You can learn both Osig B'mitzvah and my halachas of Kriyashma from these psukim. Okay, a couple of points. Number one is interesting Rashi. Rashi says, not Rashi here, but Rashi in Maseches Sukkah. What do you mean Avelus is tirda de reshus? Isn't Avelus a mitzvah? Okay, it's a machlokas, but let's say according to many Rishonim, the Rambam, the Riff, Avelus, at least Yom Rishon is a mitzvah. Right? So what do you mean Avelus is not a, Avelus is a tirda de reshus? So Rashi says, the nihugim of Avelus are a mitzvah. But how you feel and the fact that you're not able to concentrate, so that's not a mitzvah. There's no specific tirda mitzvah for that. Says Rashi, amazing. And we have to try to control and try to focus ourselves. B'shas Avelus to do the rest of the mitzvahs. Says Rashi, tirda de reshus, there in Sukkah Chavei. Sha'af al pishu chayev linog avelus shel ne'ila rechitza sicha laharos kvod meso eino chayev lehitzta'er. You have to do all the nihugim, but that doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to be out of focus and not be able to daven, not be able to do all the other mitzvahs. The mitzvah are the nihugim, which is supposed to bring about a recognition and a hakara and kavan ames. But the fact that a person can't focus, that's just natural. But we have to try to overcome that in order to do the other mitzvahs. Interesting, just once I have Maseches Sukkah open, and we're talking about avelus and mitzvahs, there is an interesting rush on that sugya also. The Gemara there says that an avel is chayiv in Sukkah. Chayiv in Sukkah, based on a makar. So the Rishonim are bothered. The Gemara is already bothered. Why would I have thought otherwise? An avil is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Why would I think that an avil is not chayiv in Sukkah? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says you might have thought mitztar patam in a Sukkah, right? But built in tour kamash malan. What's the havamina? Says the Gemara. Says the Rush. Ho va amar Rav mitztar patam in a Sukkah. Hai nami mitztaru b'yeshiva Sukkah. Yoser mi b'yeshiva Zabayis. The Havamin is that an Avel would be more mitztar in the Sukkah than in the house. Why? The Avel chafetzu lios misbodeid v'yoshev b'makam tzar v'afela. An Avel just wants to be alone. Wants to be alone and be upset. Kadesha lios tarud b'tzaro. Leave me alone. I want to... It's upset. So that's the Havamina, that he's more mitztar in the Sukkah when he has to be with everybody than just to be in the house by himself. Kamash malan, that's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. We dafka do the opposite. We send everybody to the mitzvah of nicham aveilum. Hadimi litzara de memela. Mitzara is only what tzara that's memela comes from the sukkah. Aval hacha, ihu kamitztair nafshe. Umi boy leili yisuve daite. He has to focus to try to focus on the mitzvahs, right, which sometimes is difficult. That's similar to the Rashi. That the avelus, the hargoshes, and the tzara of avelus, that we can't focus on mitzvahs, so that is something that is not part of the mitzvah. Again, the Torah, the halacha, recognizes aninus, there's a ptur for mitzvos. That's before kvura. It's a ptur for mitzvos because we don't expect somebody to be able to do mitzvos. And it's a responsibility to be involved in the in the Kvura. But afterwards, then we have to try to focus on the mitzvahs that we have to do. Number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention was tefillin. Tefillin. So tefillin, the Gemara says here, avel is chayav in all mitzvahs except for tefillin. What does that mean? Except for tefillin. They're pater from tefillin. So we assume that only means Yom Rishon. Only the first day the avel is pater from tefillin. The rest of the days of Shiva, the avel wears tefillin. So only the first day. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya, in Shin Peches. It's also in Hilchos Tefillin, but I'll read it to you from Yaradeya. Shulchan Aruch says, Avel Asur Lahaniach Tefillin B'Yom Rishon. You can't put it on the first day. V'Achar Shanetz Achama B'Yom Beiz Mutal Hanicham. After Nates, you could put it on the second day. So I saw in one of the Chiddush Rav Yashiv that when he was sitting Shiva for one, someone, forgot who, so even though it was at the time period in his life when he always died on Vasikin, he didn't die on Vasikin on the second day of Shiva. Why? Because he was Machra like this, and they asked him afterwards, Rabbi, why not? So he says, because if I daven Vasikin, I have to put on tefillin before Nates in order to daven properly. And the Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to. The mitzvah really starts after Nates. So he was somebody who obviously knew Shulchan Aruch cold by heart. So he dafka did not daven Vasikin on the second day of Avelus because he didn't want to run into trouble with the tefillin. So says the Shulchan Aruch after Nates, though mutal anicha. And then he says, like we just read, Miboy leilo avil liyisuve daite, lechavne libe letfilin, shalo yasiach daito mehem. Avo b'shas hespedu bachi, lo manach lehu. Everyone during hesped them, not, but he should, has to try to focus and not have hesedas from the tefillin. That is the first day. The Vizchei Shuvo here quotes the Maharitats. Maritats, machlokes achronim. So we paskin that avil Yom Rishon does not put on tefillin. What does Yom Rishon mean? 2 days. Does that mean Yom Rishon? What happens if the Misa and the Kfura happen 2 different days? The Misa happened Tuesday, the Kfura happened Wednesday. And then after Wednesday, after the Kfura, they go back. Does it ever put on tefillin then? Says the Maharitats, yes. The Maharitats says that Yom Rishon only means if Yom Misa and Yom Kfura are on the same day. That's when the Avil is put on tefillin that day. But if Yom Misa and Yom Kfura are on different days, then after the Kfura, the Avil should put on tefillin. That is the Chiddush of the Maharitats. Rov Achronim reject the Maharitats. And the Minhag Yisrael is not to put on tefillin on the first day. But it's quoted in certain Sfarim, Minhag Yerushalayim. They quoted a letter from Rav Shlomo Zalman. But the Minhag in some places, very minority of places, but in some places is to put on tefillin Bitsina without a bracha. To be choshish for this Maharitats. But that's what he quotes. Pesachei Tshuva quotes it here. He quotes from the Maritats to put it, to do that, but he quotes the Dog of Meravava, the Nod Behuda argues, and the Zichron Yitzchak, and most Achronim argue on the Maharitats, and even if it's just Yom Kvura, there's still a p'tur of tefillin on Yom Rishon. Okay, so that is, one should ask the local posik, in terms, Rahman al-Islan, if this ever comes up, but Lamaisa most assume the minhag is not to put on tefillin. Good. Tanur Rabbanan, 2 dots. Says the Gemara, Viter. Beis Hillel Omrim. Back to Beisham Beis Hillel. Obviously, there's a lot more in Osek B'mitzvah, but we continue. Beis Hillel Omrim, Om Din V'Korin, Yoshvin V'Korin, Umatin V'Korin, Hochan Baderech V'Korin. Beis Hillel says, read Kriya Shema however you want. Standing, sitting, leaning, Hochan, going. V'Osin Malachtan V'Korin. Could even be Osek B'Malacha. Again, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't focus. If I'm also going to malacha, then I can stop for a minute while I'm involved in the malacha and have kavana. I have to have kavana when I say Kriya Shema. We're going to learn in the beginning of the next parak. What's the minimum that you have to have kavana for? Obviously, the chachila, all of it. They were eating in the place by Rabbi Shmuel Muta, Rabbi Nazari Zakuf. Rabbi Shmuel was lying down, Rabbi Nazari was standing up. Kivan Shehigias, or sitting up. Kivan Shehigias Man Kriya Shema, and once Man Kriya Shema came, they switched. Hita Rabbi Nazari, Vizakuf Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Nazari went down, Rabbi Shmuel went up. So Amar Lo Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Azariah, who lay down, said, Yishmael Achi, what are you doing? You dafka stood up when I lay down, I'm Shalacha Mashal, Lamad Avedom, I'll give you a Mashal. Mashal Echash Omim Lo Ziknecha Migudal. Somebody comes over to you and gives you a compliment. Your beard looks great. Omim Lo Em Yehken Egan HaMashchisim. You answer him, yeah? Okay, I'm going to chop it off. Meaning, what, you're just an anti-guy? Whatever I do, you do the opposite? So Afakachata Kol Zman Shani Zakav Atamuta. I was up, so you were down. Achshav Kshani Hitesi Atazakavta. So now I was mata myself. So now you stood up. So what are you doing? So Amarlo, see, he says, "Ani yes, he did Beis Hillel." What do you mean? I stood up because I'm going like Beis Hillel. Meaning it was nighttime Kriya Shema, and I'm up because I don't know, like I wanted to show that the halacha is not like Beis Shammai. So below Ode, Ella, you did like Beis Shammai. That's why you're worse. You went down. Number one. Below Ode, and not only is it that, oh, you went down and you did like Beis Shammai, Ella, maybe people saw you. Ella, Shema Yiru HaTalmidim, Yikru HaLacha LaDoros. Right, maybe Talmidim saw you and they'll think that's the halacha. What's the extra velo ode? My velo ode. V'chiteima beisel nami islahu matin. And if you want to say, well, Beis Hillel says you can do it any way you want, including lying down. So what's the big deal? Somewhere it says, no. Hanimili demata v'asad meikah. That's if you're lying down. So Beis Hillel says, yeah, you can say kriyashma like that too. Aval hacha. But here, kiva da'anash da'havizakif. But here, you dafka switched. Up until now, you were up. And now you went down. People will say that you dafka went like Beis Shammai. Shema yiru atalmidim bikru halacha ledoros. That's why what you did was a problem, because you dafka turned over like Beis Shammai at this moment. That's the story. So now we have three dais. If somebody acts like Beis Shammai, Tani, Reb Yecheskel brings a brisa. Asa k'dever Beis Shammai, asa k'dever Beis Hillel, asa. First opinion is okay. Go to Beis Shammai. Okay, you did what you did. Number one. Number two. Reb Yosef Amar. Asa k'dever Beis Shammai, lo asa v'lo klum. If you go like Beis Shammai, you would not yotzei the mitzvah. If you dafka did it like Beis Shammai, it's not like the Mishnah says in Sukkah. Bisha Yerosha Ruba b'Sukkah v'Shulchanu b'Tocha Bayis. Somebody has most of their body in the Sukkah and their table in their house. That's a machlokas. Beis Shammai posts. Beis Shammai says that's puzzle. Right? You're gonna lean over into the house. Beis Hillel machshirin. And Beis Hillel is machshir in that case. Amru lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai ma'isa shalchu ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel vakaris Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachoranis. They went, the Zakenim went to visit this rabbi. Matzuhu shaya rosh ruba v'sukha v'shukhan v'sukha bayis. V'lo amru lo klum. They didn't say anything to him. Right? So you see, doesn't that show that it's okay? That it's kosher? Amru lahem. The Beis Shammai says, no, you forgot the last detail of the story. Misham raya, that's not a proof. Afim amru lo. They did say something to him. They said to him, imkein, ayita noeg lo kiyamta mitzvah sukha miyamecha. You were never Makai the Mitzvah of Sukkah. But what do you see from that lashon? That the machlokas between them is Li'ikuva. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, hey, if you do it your way, you will never yotzei Sukkah. And Beis Hillel must hold the same thing. So that's the second opinion, that if you do like each other, so they hold that you are not yotzei. Again, this line relates to what we discussed back on the first daf on Davez, and that is, this is a psul d'rabanan. That if the Sukkah is big enough, you're just tables outside, psul d'rabanan, gzera, you might be nimshach achar shulchano. That's this. And what's the language of the Mishnah? Lokianta sukkah miyamecha. This relates to the sugya. Do the Rabbanan have the power to wipe out mitzvahs daraisa? This is a kosher sukkah daraisa. The Rabbanan said don't sit in it. So if you sit in it, do you not even get the mitzvah daraisa? The Rabbanan have the power? That's what Tosfos says in Sukkah Daf Gimel. Explaining this, that lokianta sukkah miyamecha. And the Ran there, if you remember, says no. That says no, it means you didn't do a kara'ui. But of course you get the level, the daraisa level. But that's the sugya, this is quoted. But that is all number two. Second opinion. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Third opinion. Asa k'divrei Beis Shammai, chayiv misa. If you do like Beis Shammai, chayiv misa. It's not like any other opinion. It's not like our Mishnah says. Am Rabbi Tarfon, ani anisi baba derech, v'yitesi likos k'divrei Beis Shammai, v'sikanti ba'atzmi. But now listen, I was in danger. Amru lo k'day ayita l'chu ba'atzmecha. Yeah, it serves you right. You deserve it. Shavata divrei Beis Hillel. Right, so that according to that third opinion, doing like Beis Shammai is dangerous. Why? So again, this is different than any other rejected opinion in Shas. Right, it's different. By other rejected opinions in Shas, we say, okay, it's a Shita Tchuya. But Beis Shammai b'makam Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Right, that's what the Gemara says, as we said later on. Why is Beis Shammai different? Why is Beis Shammai different than any other rejected opinion? If I go like Beis Shammai, I'm Chai Misa. Why is it different? So 2 points. Number one, they're the only opinion that was rejected through a baskol. By the Gemara Ervin we mentioned before. So from Shamayim, Beis Shammai was rejected. Number one. That makes it different. Not every other, Remeir and Rabbi Yossi, whatever, the other opinions, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, there wasn't a baskol that said what the baskol likes. So number one, it was rejected min HaShamayim. Number two, the Mesulas Yisharim mentions in Perek Chaf, Parakhaf is the parak of Mishkal HaChasidus. That we always have to make sure all of our actions are, if we think we're doing a mitzvah, we have to make sure we're doing a mitzvah. Right? Sometimes mitzvahs are, Averis dress up like mitzvahs. The Yetzer Hara dresses up an Avera like a mitzvah. We think we're doing a mitzvah, and it's not such a great mitzvah. Right? Like the example he gives of Tzom Gedalia, right? Gedalia ben Achikam. The Gemara says in the Maseches Nida, we had this 2 weeks ago, in Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara says that Gedalia, when he was told that there was a Jew, a fellow Jewish brother, that wanted to assassinate him, he says, no, I'm Dalakav Schus. I don't believe it. He's a wonderful person. The Gemara says he should have at least been choshesh. He thought he was doing a great mitzvah. Dalan kav schus, but he wasn't. Or the other example he gives is Zechariah ben Avkulis. The Gemara, and by Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. He says, no, you can't do anything to Bar Kamsa. Because people are going to say that if you bring a balmum, you know, to the Gabi Mizbech and Chayim Misa. The Gemara says he caused the Chorban Abayas. They should have, he went back and told on them. And he was Rechilus. So he said in the Sol Shisharim, Nimsei Slameid. Shabal his chasid chasidus amiti. If somebody wants to be a truly pious person, tzarach she yishko kol ma'isav lefiat toladot hanim shachos behen. We have to think about our actions carefully. What will come out of them? Ulefiat tinaim hamislavim lahem lefiat ace lefiat chevra lefiat nosi lefiat makom. And if, like the Chavetz Chaim always used to do, he used to go turn off the lights in the Beis Medrash at night. He says it's the Yetzer Hara telling you to stay up later. Why? Oh yeah, let's see how your chakras is. I'm going to stay up. All these lamdanim, they stay up till 2-3 in the morning, and then they miss their chakras. That's not a mitzvah, says the Chavetz Chaim. Says anybody. You don't need the Chavetz Chaim. Right? Chakras is a chakras. So I have to stay learning until I have to make sure that I have to be able to say Kriya Shema the next morning properly and daven properly. Right? I have to think about what the result of our actions are. And then he quotes, Umaisad Rabbi Tarfin Yochiach. And Rabbi Tarfin helps us out. Shehich Merlahatas Kidbe Shamai Vyomrlo. Right, Shavad Rabbi Zilel, Avli Shemachmir, Vizeh, She'inyin Machlokas Beishamai Beishilel, Haya'inyin Kaved Li Yisrael. The Machlokas was a very serious matter. Vipnea Machlokas Hagdol Sharavse Beinayim. Meaning, this isn't just a separate Shita. Oh, it's Rabbi Yossi. This was a whole group of people that were, there was a Machlokas. In order to be able to keep Klal Yisrael as one unit, you gotta have one Shita. Beishamai is a whole group. Sof nigmar shalacha gebe sila lo'olam. Vina kiyuma shal Torah shegemar din zeh yishar b'chol totev la'ad lo'omei olamim. Shalotase teyase ha-Torah chas v'chalila kishtei toros. It'll be terrible if in the middle you can follow Beishamai Silel, then the Torah will be left as two. It's different than just one other opinion. One other rabbi holds differently. And his Talmidim follow him. Beishamai is huge! Right, so that's why there's more of a danger of the Torah being splintered by Beis Shammai, B'makam Beis Hillel, than by any other. And that's why we're more machmir by that opinion than by any other rejected opinion. So it's like a basco, and it's a whole group, which is different. One final point, the Vilna Gaon on this Mishnah, and others, the Rishonim even deal with it a little bit, that Beis Shammai, is crazy. But we have in the eighth parak, later on in this Masechta, we have some machlokas between Beis Shammai and Hillel, where the Shulchan Aruch passes like Beis Shammai. For example, you ate bread, and then you left somewhere, and you have to go bench. You have to bench where you ate. Beis Shammai says you have to go back to where you ate to bench. And Beis Hillel says, no, bench where you want, wherever you are. It's machlokas later on. The Rishon and Paskin, like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, Chayav Misa. Beis Shammai, how can we do that? So the Gra right here, and the Rishon say, no. The reason is because in those cases, even Beis Hillel agrees like Achila. It's not that there's a machlok of Beis Shammai. In certain cases, even Beis Hillel would agree, you know what, it's best to go back. It's best to go back. If you don't, you're Yotze. That's the machlokas. But even Beis Hillel would agree. That's why we paskin there. We're not like paskin like Beis Shammai there. We're paskin like Beis Hillel, even on a lechatchila level. Okay, Mishnah. So the Omer Aleph, we have the sugya of Osig B'mitzvah, and we have the sugya of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So now we're going to have, again, major Shah sugyas here on Omer Beis. And that is the sugya of Birchas HaTorah, coming up. So B'shachar, but first the Mishnah. B'shachar, first we talk about Birchas Kriya Shema. B'shachar Mavarach Shayim Lefaneh V'achaz Lachareho. In the morning we have three Birchas Kriya Shema. Two before, Yotzer Or Renava Rabba, and one after, Gal Yisrael. U'ba'erev Mavarach Shayim Lefaneh V'shayim Lachareho. And at night we have two before and two after. Right, the two brachas we had before, Asher Bidvaro Renava Solam, and Ve'emuna Gal Yisrael, and Hashkivenu. Right, Baruch Hashem La'olam is not in Shas, that was quoted back in Tosas on Daf Dalad when we spoke about Smichas Gula Tefila, but that is not in Shas. Two and two. Altogether, seven. Based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Rashi quotes it, Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. Right, seven brachas that we praise Hashem with around Kriya Shema. Achas Arucha, V'achas Ketzara. One long, one short. What is that line referring to? Many different opinions of the Rishonim. What is that line referring to? Rashi says it's referring to the two brachas after Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Right? One long and one short. Right? One is, you know, multi-themed, Emunah Kalzos, and Micha Mocha, right? And no, Hashkiveinu, one small paragraph. Long and short, literally. Other Rishonim say, no, long and short means it only ends with a bracha. Long means it starts and ends with Bracha Hashem, and that is the Rashba, that's the Rambam, different opinions. What long and short, what long and short mean? Good. Makam Sharma Laharach and Emeshai Lakatzer, Lakatzer and Emeshai Laharach. Wherever the bracha is meant to be long, and again, Machokas, does that mean long, multi-themed? Does that mean starting and ending with a bracha, whatever it means, ain't a rashay lakatzer. You're not allowed to switch. Lakatzer ain't a rashay laharich. Lachtom ain't a rashay shalom. Lachtom shalom. Lachtom ain't a rashay lachtom. In terms of a chasima, if there's a mitzvah to be chosim with a bracha, so you're not allowed to not end with a bracha. V'chulu. And the Rishonim discuss is that, what is that referring to? Rashi, for example, Birchas HaPeros, Birchas HaMitzvos, those don't end with a chasima. Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, Borei Pri Eitz. You don't have another Baruch Hashem at the end. Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, Shekel Zavazvan, Anatil Azulov. You don't have another Baruch Hashem at the end. So, wherever the Chazal enacted one way or the other, we are not allowed to change it. Good. Mai Mevarech, what are the Birchas Kriyashma? Amar Yaakov Amar Boshia. Yotzer Or Uvarech Oshech. That is the first bracha. Yotzer Or Uvarech Oshech. Velema Yotzer Or Uvore Noga. Why don't we use a different lashon? Why don't we say Noga? Why do we say Choshech? Kid the Kasav Kamrina. No, according to the Pasuk. According to the Pasuk. That's why we're talking about, even though it's the morning, we're talking about Choshech. Why don't we say Noga, which is another word for light? No, we're according to the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Okay, you're going to Pesukim, Elamayata, Osa Shalom Uvore Ra, Milka Amrina Kidakasiv. The next phrase, we don't say what the Pasuk says. We say Osa Shalom Uvore Esakol. We don't want to say Ra. So why do we quote the Pasuk earlier and not later? So the Gemara says, Elaksiv Ra, the Karinan Hakol, Lishna Ma'alya. We want to leave out Ra. Right? So you say Akol, Sakanami, Lema Noga, Lishna Ma'alya. You say Noga, which is light, instead of saying Choshech. Say Elamarava, no. We daf go on to mention Choshech. Why? We want to make sure that we mention the yom at night and the night by day. Why? We want to make sure that nobody thinks that there's a different source for the night and a different source for the day. Like, Rachman al-Islam, the beginnings of Avodah Zarah. If you look in the Levush, the beginning of Simin Nun Tes, he quotes this, that each day, last week, this yom, balayla, layla, bayom, laharos al ha'achdus ha'shalem. Sha'el echad barash nehem, choshech va'or, ba'achduso ha'pashut. One God created everything. Lohotzi mi lev aminim ha'omrim shnei reshuyos yeish chas v'shalom. Umi shabara or lo bara choshech. Lakach tignu lomar shnehem bayom u'shnehem balayla. Lohoros al ha'achdus yizbarach. Right, that is the message we want to make sure to be motzi mi lev kofrim. That's the levush right at the beginning of Simin Nun Tes. But that's the pasuk. We say tilashon. That's we continue the pasuk. Yosar
varach choshech osa shalom. But why should we say or and noga if they both mean or?
Because we do, at that point of the Gemara we just thought we just want to cover up choshech because it's the morning. So we only talk about the or in the morning. But then until the Gemara comes to the maskana and says no, we want to mention choshech by day also. I'm saying, but if you're saying another one, you're saying you're quoting the pasuk. We just say maybe just to switch that word in the pasuk to have it all refer to light. By the way. One more line. Bishlam amidas laila bayom kitaka amrina yotzer avari choshech. That's what we mention choshech by day. Elamidas yom balaila hechi mishkachazla. Where do we mention yom at night? Amar abaya golel or mi blei choshech vachosh mi blei or. That's what we say in Ma'ariv. Important ha'ara, and that is we say in the morning yotzer ar uvore choshech. Big philosophical and rishonim question: is choshech a bria, or is choshech just a lack of light, heder or? So that is a big discussion. The Ramban, where would this Ramban be? One of two places. It would either be by Maisa Breishis, or, which it is, it would be by Makas Choshech. The Ramban says there that normally Choshech is just heder or. Normally Choshech is not really a Bria, it's just the absence of light. But by Makas Choshech, it was a Bria. That's why it was different. Ki lo haya choshech hazeh afisas or hashemesh sheba Shimsham Bahaya Kamo Laila. It's not like usual where the Choshech just covers up. Avihaya Choshech Afela Kolomar Aid Av Ma'od. It was like a thick fog. Sheye Rarad Menashamayim. Every candle went out. Like in a cave. Sometimes there won't be any, the air won't allow for candles to be lit. And that's what he says. Like the Eben Ezra says. Like we have it, like those who have been on the Yom Okeanos. At the Atlantic Ocean, when it's so thick, the fog, and you can't see. It's like thick darkness. That's a bria. Otherwise, the Ramban and also the Radak on that pasuk in Yeshayo, Yoser over Choshech. They both say that generally Choshech is afisas or heder or. Period. That is all one bracha. The first one, Yoser over Choshech. Right, so Borei means Borei the situation of Choshech, but it's not a separate bria. Meaning they create that the earth is circling in its orbit, and the sun is blocked, so he creates that bria, that situation of Choshech. That's how those Rishonim would have to understand it. V'idach ma'hi, what's the next second bracha? What's the second bracha? Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Avar Abba. V'cheno relay, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Pidas, pray, Avar Abba. Tanya mihachi, ein omrim avas olam, ela Avar Abba. We say Avar Abba, v'rabbanan amri avas olam, based on the pasuk, v'cheno omer, v'avas olam avtich, alkein meshatich chased. Tosva says, top line, Hilkach, Taknu, Takinu, Lomar, Beshachar, Savarabah, V'arvis, Avas, Olam. Right, that is the Minach Ashkenaz, to use the both those Lashonos, because the Gemara likes both of them. Ahava Rabba. Period. Once we talk about Ahava Rabba, so now the Gemara gets into Berchas Kriyashma, because Ahava Rabba could function like that on a Bidiyavit level. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hishkim Lashanas Ashal Kara Kriyashma Sarach Levarech. If somebody wakes up and wants to learn before they say Kriyashma Sarach Levarech. Right, remember, this was the Raya that Tos, one of the Rayas, a Raya that Tos has brought. He didn't bring this one exactly, but it's a raya that Tosas could bring against Rashi that we had earlier. That we're not supposed to, that we have to have Kriyashma Samach Lemitaso. Tosas said earlier, if you remember, we're not supposed to do anything. Rashi said, on the Afheim Abeis, not to do Malacha or Osek Batorah before we read Kriyashma. Tosas says, what are you talking about? You're not supposed to allow to learn before Kriyashma? What's the big deal? We have many Gemaras. This is another one right here. He says, somebody gets up to learn before Kara Kriyashma, Tzorach Lavarech. He has to say Birchas HaTorah. Mishakara Kriyashma ain't Tzorach Lavarech, Shekvar Nifta Bava Rava. But if somebody forgot Birchas HaTorah and they davened, they do not have to make another bracha, but Birchas HaTorah, because they were niftar with Ahava Rava. Stop there for a minute. We had a whole shiur about 2 weeks ago on Berachas HaTorah, so Daf Be'in shiur, feel free to listen to it again on OU.org under Daf Be'ir. This is Ava Rabba. Tosfos notes here, Machlokas Rishonim, Tosfos says if you're going to use Ava Rabba, you got to make sure to learn right after davening. Got to make sure to learn right after davening. He goes to Yerushalmi on the beginning of the Tosfos Shekvar, B'hu Sheshana Al Hatar. Because Tosfos says that Ava Rabba doesn't, inherently, it's not a Berachas HaTorah. Talks about Torah, Lomor, Lamed, Isra, Velasos, but in order for it to function as a Berachas HaTorah, you have to do something that makes it Nikar, that it is Berachas HaTorah, you're using it, and therefore one needs to learn right after davening. Kriyashma doesn't work, even though that's part of Torah, that does not work in this case. Number one, Tosfos continues, once we're in Tosfos continues, famous Tosfos, Tosfos asks in about 20 lines down, V'yim Tomar, Maishna mi Sukkah, Shetzorach Lavarech, I'll call Su'uda V'su'uda Shalashim HaSukkah. Why is Berachas HaTorah different than Sukkah? Every time I go into the Sukkah during the day, I have to make a separate Lashim HaSukkah, and yet, every time I learn Torah, I don't, I take a break from learning for 5 hours. It's okay. I don't make a new bracha. One bracha the whole day. So, if you look at other Rishonim, they're the Rush and the Achronim and the bottom of the Rush, maybe because there's a chiv to learn every moment. Maybe there are halachos that apply every second of the day. So it's like you're learning. Tosva says, Yesh Lomar, Shaini Torah, She'eno Miya'esh Daito, Tekal Shah Adam Mechuyav Lomod. Every moment there's a chiyuv to learn, and therefore Torah is never totally out of the mind of a person. Dechsiv v'hagisa bo yom v'alayla v'avikimo yoshiv kol hayom b'lo hefzik. Rav Soloveitchik writes in a number of places, Tosfos quotes the pasuk of v'hagisa bo yom v'alayla. That's not the source for the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. That's not the source. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is a pasuk in Torah. V'shiantam l'vanecha. Right, but it says, what's v'hagisa? That's the source that Torah has to be connected to my life, every second of my life. And he gives the mashal, he says, there are two types of awarenesses. He says there is acute awareness and latent awareness. The Mashi said, let's say a mother is home with her kids. Then her kids go to school. When the mother is home with her kids, she has acute awareness of her children. When they go to school, they're not there now, but in the back of a mother's mind is always her children. She has latent awareness that it's always there in the back of her mind. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's Pshat of Tosfos. That's Pshat of Tosfos. When I'm learning, I have acute awareness of learning. When I'm not learning, it's not totally out of my mind. There's always latent awareness in the back of my mind in terms of my coming back to learning. Coming back. He says that's the pshat also of Hadranalach. Hadranalach just means I'm not forgetting this Masechta. I'm just decompartmentalizing it in a different way. I'm putting it in a different compartment in my brain. But that's the pshat of Favikimo Yoshev calling up a little hefsik. It's as if one is sitting all day without a hefsik. Then Tosfos says, why don't you make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? The Gemara says we were only kaveyed on eating. Tosfos gives one answer. Maybe you won't fall asleep. Shemelo yishan avi bracha levatala. Shemi ein biyado lishan kol shoshi yirtze. Eating is more in your control. What about sleeping? It's not in your control. So you don't make a bracha on leishi basukkah just for sleeping. The Maritz Chayis here deals with, what about a mapil? What about a mapil, which we had already once, and we're going to have later on, the bracha in the Masechta, about a mapil? So the Maritz Chayis says, because that's not a bracha on sleep itself. That's a bracha shevach on the creation of the system of day and night and sleep. So even if you don't fall asleep, says the Maritz Chayis, says, okay, it's a bracha on the shevach, bracha the shevach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a sleep. Shiny hasab da bracha al teva hashena shenasa Hashem l'chol yitzri chelad v'yavakar delo yashenait ata mikamakam inyan shena yeshna ba'olam. But here the mitzvah is on sleeping in the sukkah, and therefore there's a difference between hamapil and that. Continuing, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Again, there's a lot more here that we're not mentioning because we mentioned in that shir. Keep in mind also that the Ramban counts Birchas HaTorah as a separate mitzvah zei daraisa. Mitzvah Tezvav in the Hosafos, the Rambam counted as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam does not. Is that because the Rambam thinks it's only a mitzvah Drabanan, or does it mean that he thinks that it's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It's interesting that Megillas Esther, who always defends the Rambam against the Ramban's attacks, every time in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, here he just throws up his hands and says, I don't know why the Rambam didn't count Berachas HaTorah. I have no idea why. Tzarech Iyun. Right there on the mitzvah on Hosafas Tezvav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hishkam Lashana Zach Lakara Kriyishma Tzorach Lavarech Mishakara Kriyishma Ein Tzorach Lavarech Kshar Nitzar Rav Rabba Amar Rav Huna Lomikra Tzorach Lavarech Lomidrash Ein Tzorach Lavarech. Rav Huna says for Mikra, for Torah Shevichsav, that needs Berachas HaTorah, but for Medrash it does not need. Rav Elazar Omer Lomikra Lomidrash Tzorach Lavarech Lomidrash Ein Tzorach Lavarech. Rav Yochanan Amar Af Lomishnil Nami Tzorach Lavarech Aval Talmud Ein Tzorach Lavarech. For Rav Amar, Av LaTalmud Tzorach Lavarech. Very unusual machlokas. If you say the Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then these chilukim don't really make sense. Because they're all learning, so what difference does it make? If I'm learning, I'm learning. Why would it be Avim? I mean, it's to be machalik between different parts of Torah. But if you say it's not just a Birchas HaMitzvah, maybe it's a Birchas Shevach. So then maybe different parts of Torah are machayat the Shevach. Or Reb Chaim that we mentioned in that shir, Reb Chaim quoted in the Griz al Rambam, Reb Chaim who says it's a bracha on chefsa shel Torah, when I come in contact with Torah. That's mechayev a bracha. So then, says Reb Chaim, that the Nechinami, so this also would be able to make sense, because maybe only on certain chefsa shel Torah, right? Not on others. So, what is the chefsa shel Torah? Torah shebachsav, expansion, midrashim v'chul, they make bracha. Here, we also in Hilchas Berachas Torah, he also talks about this Reb Chaim relating it to this Gemara. Vayter, Damar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, what's a raya that even Talmud needs? In the Sagin Avikim Nakami De Rav, listening to Pirkin Besifra De Bei Rav. Many times I was with Rav when he was giving shir, having Maktimum Kamashi Yadei, he washed his hands, Ubarach, and he said Berachas Torah, Umasilan Pirkin. Right, so you see, and then he gave a shir. So you see, even Torah Shabbat Peh. My Mevarech, what is Berachas HaTorah? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Asher Kedashana B'Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu, La'asok B'Divrei Torah. Rav Yochanan Messiahim B'Hachi, V'Arevna Hashem Alkeinu, As Divrei Sorosel V'Finu, U'Vefios Amcha Beisiz, U'Avnei Nachla V'Sesein, V'Sesein Amcha Beisiz, U'Akonei Yodei Shemecha, V'Oskei Torah Secha, Berachas Hashem, Hamalami Torah Lama Yisrael, a little different than we have, but pretty similar. Rav Huer Havanuna Amar, Asher Bachar Barna Mikala Amim, Nasalam Nas Tarasa, Berachas Hashem, Nosi Na Torah. Machlokas, is this two brachas? Is this three brachas? Is there a vav before V'Harev? Avrav Hamnuna, Zui Me'ula Shabbat Brachas, this is the best bracha, Hilkach, Limrinu Lekulu. the Rav Hamnun is going to say this a few times in this Masechta, and it's said a few times in this in Shas, more from Rav Papa, that, you know, let's just try to cover all bases. So we'll say all of them. Hilchot Amrinu L'Kulu, we say all of these Birchas HaTorah. Right, big discussion in the postgame. Why are there two Birchas HaTorahs? Why are there more than one bracha of a Birchas HaTorah? So he mentioned a couple of weeks ago the fascinating Levush, the Levush who says that the bracha, the first bracha we say, is really a bracha achrona on yesterday's learning. And the second one, the bracha this Levush, Shabbachar Banu, is the bracha on today's learning. Because we really should make a bracha after we finish learning. But we don't finish learning. When do you finish learning? You never finish learning. So then when you fall asleep, you finish learning. So that's why we say the bracha achrona on yesterday's learning, that is the first bracha, and the second one is on today's learning. That's one. The Torah writes two brachas, but two brachas, the Torah is talking about is maybe one is on Torah Shabbat, one is on Torah Shabbat Pet. The Torah writes that in the context of why two brachas on an aliyah. He doesn't write that why we say two brachas every morning. That's the Torah doesn't deal with. He explains two brachas by an aliyah because of Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Pet. And let me just get back, I got ahead of myself. Another reason why there are two brachas in the morning of Lasok and Asher Bachar Banu, the Stipler says, this we did mention in the other share on Birchas HaTorah, the Stipler says one is a Birchas HaMitzvah and one is a Birchas Hanehenen. Birchas Hanen and Birchas Torah is also Birchas Hanenu. Because the enjoyment of Talmud Torah plays a role like it does by no other mitzvah. Because part of Talmud Torah is enjoyment, which we've spoken about a lot in the past. Why? How do you know that? Because he says by every mitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah, you focus on the act that's being done. By Birchas Hanenin, you focus on the creation of the item. Borei minei mezonos. Right? Borei pri agafen. By mitzvahs is on the tilas ulav, lahalig ner shalchanik. The focus is on the act. So look at Berachas HaTorah. Lasok b'divrei Torah, that's a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's focusing on the act. Asher bachar bonim mikol ha'amim, rasa lonos taraso, focusing on the chefsa, that's a Berachas HaNenin, says the Stipler. And therefore, those are the two brachas, the reason we have two brachas. We have the levush, and we have the Stipler. Just end with one more point, and that is, in the Chashuke Chemed, he discusses, why is it fascinating? Why are there two brachas and Birchas HaTorah? So he says, he gives a mashal, quoted from Rav Simcha Wasserman, the son of Rav Elchanan. He quotes, let's say somebody comes to a bar mitzvah, and he gives the boy, something wrapped up, he has a present. So the boy says, thank you very much. Later on, he opens it, he's like, wow, look what I gave me. He sees it the next day, he says, thank you so much, thank you for giving. Why is he saying thank you twice? The first time he's saying thank you, because thank you, you gave me a present. But then he realizes what it is. And he's ma'ayeh, he appreciates it. He says, oh, now I have to say another thank you. Because now I realize what it is. He says, that's why we have two Berachas HaTorahs. First, we say a Berachas HaTorah. One Berachas HaTorah is, okay, Hakara. But then we have a second Berachas HaTorah. He says that because we realize what it's all about. And that this will also explain why Dafka by the Aliyah. After we learn, wow, we need another Berachas, Janasa Lanu, Torah's Emes. Anyway, that's a beautiful thought in the Chashuke Chemed from Rav Simcha Wasserman. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. We will continue by the Hashem next time. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. The shiur was sponsored by the Orlinsky family, Lizech and Ishmael, Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. We thank them for their sponsorship.